Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 4 here in the Central Time Zone, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east, and it's 3 in Mountain Time. We don't want to forget about you all there.
Bucky!
And somewhere over in Uzbeki-Beki-Beki-Stan, it's like, you know, 10 o'clock at night or shit. Whatever time it is, however you're listening to us, you may have listening to us live or as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However you receive us, we appreciate the living crap out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours for you. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thanks for tuning into our commie, pinko, liberal podcast.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and germs.
Leave me the fuck alone!
Oh, well, there you go.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lily.
Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you are listening live. We keep our eyes peeled on our Twitter stream, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, if you like, facebook.com/crabdiving, a very active, warm, and intelligent, and yes, fuzzy, warm, bosomy community.
Spirited.
Of, screaming, angry, cussing liberals.
Passionate, you might say.
And there are some nice ones among us, too.
Absolutely.
And some trolls that you can poke.
Oh, yes. And maybe some fake accounts hatched from some media gulag deep in Siberia.
Most assuredly there are. You know, Twitter is so bad. I really have a hard time not responding to some of these. But then you look and you see they've got like 20 followers. They're following like 10 people, but they have 8,000 tweets. You know,
that's a bot.
These are these fake accounts or right. They're real people, but they're, you know, they're, I mean, it's not an automatic response kind of thing, but it's an actual human somewhere, probably in Uzbekistan or Macedonia, making, you know, stupid jokes. And you could tell that a lot of them, the level of humor is really moronic and like 4-year-olds.
Oh yeah.
Lip tards. And then a meme with a frog, with a peppy frog or something.
So stupid.
And you know, I mean, you can really tell the sophistication level of the humor is a Macedonian teenager whose English is the second language and they're fucking 13 years old.
Well, you know, us liberals, we do have the market cornered on the funny.
Pretty much so.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. It's just, the thing is you racist, sexist, misogynistic GOP creepos. You're not funny at all.
You're
not hilarious.
You can also, don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy your shit through Amazon. Go through our link and we get a little taste. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little commission. Helps us out here, helps us defer costs, etc. Doesn't cost you anything, ladies and gentlemen. All kinds of stuff going on in the world. Might as well get ourselves to the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower Southeast, Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, December 21st, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Oh yeah, bullshit.
Oh, over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post, we got ourselves a headline. I was going to talk about this anyway, but it's a headline. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal, if you haven't posted, a photograph of former Speaker of the House, serial philanderer, very prolific author and bullshit DVD maker, Newt Gingrich.
How is this guy in the news every single day? It's amazing. He's a genius. Still relevant.
He's an evil marketing genius.
I mean, it's not like he was some. Was he? Is he considered a great lawmaker?
No. How he slithered back into the mainstream just shows you what hypocritical swamp suckers the GOP are.
Oh yeah.
He was run out on ethics charges. He's like I said, didn't he? Bang around on his wife who was dying of cancer had the cancer. I don't know if she was dying. She may still be with us.
That was John Edwards.
It was
both of them.
Yeah. Also,
what a bunch of creeps.
So apparently this morning on, NPR.
Oh yes.
NPR's Morning Edition. I didn't know they had they have a morning show. On NPR.
Oh, yeah, Morning Edition, man. It's been on for years. I'm Ann Taylor. Welcome to NPR's Morning Edition.
Well, you know what Donald and his denizens have been talking about? One of their little catchphrases that they had was drain the swamp.
Oh, yes. How's that going?
When in actuality, they're draining it and filling it with sewer.
They're making the sewage. Swamp worse.
Right. Well, now he was asked about that.
Yes.
And on this morning show over at NPR, and he said, he was asked about this draining the swamp, and then Gingrich said, I'm told he now just disclaims that. He now says it was cute, but he doesn't want to use it anymore.
That's one of the promises he made, though.
Right.
So
he put on Twitter this week, what he described to NPR as a very cute tweet about the alligators in Washington.
Yes.
Newt Gingrich tweeted on the 18th, the alligators are unhappy about draining the swamp. That is the explanation for the nonsense about subverting the Electoral College. Whatever.
What is that even? What does that mean?
It makes no sense. They're saying we should just ignore the vodka-scented nipple prints that are all over our election and just forget about it. We're just being whiny, pissy babies because Hillary didn't win.
Are you saying Putin lactates
if Hillary
vodka?
Had won?
Yes.
And we still found out about the nipple prints.
Right.
I would still be upset.
Of course.
We need to figure this shit out. But no, these scum-sucking Republicans who don't give a shit about the Republic or rights or anything like that. They only care if they win and they get to stay in power and cheat their fucking way into as much as they can. Like those bastards in North Carolina, which we'll get to in a second.
Right. God. See, the Democrats don't do that because they hold their leaders to something called standards. And they care if they're being lied to.
Kind of.
Well, no, they really do.
Right, right.
I mean, you can't even compare the standards the Democrats hold their people to what these Trumpalos.
Right.
I mean, that's not even that's not even in the same fucking ballpark.
I mean, seriously, all this shit with Wiener texting his dick to people.
Yes.
I'm not sure that would bring down a Republican right now.
No, not at all.
I don't think they would
Trump.
Care. Yeah, or anyone. I don't know that they would care. I really don't think they would care.
No.
You're just trying to, who cares? Who doesn't send dick pics?
No, I really do think people give a shit I think people really do care if Hillary, if there had been anything to the Benghazi thing, if there had been anything to that, those emails that compromised our security as a nation, Democrats would give a shit. I guarantee you they would care, but there was nothing. So they didn't.
And a lot of them did. A lot of them said, you know, it wasn't the smartest thing for her to have that server.
Yeah.
But apparently there was no harm.
Right.
And what she did was definitely not illegal. They can't point out to where it's illegal.
Right.
Comey said no prosecutor in the nation would go after her. Yep, they don't care. Lock her up.
And the Democrats, on the other hand, just think about how the election started for the Democrats. We had people that were passionate for Bernie and people that were passionate for Hillary. And I mean, you know, but they fought over each other and they were concerned about each other's integrity and if they were honest or not.
Right.
I mean, I don't know that. I mean, the way the GOP and the way the Trumpalos feel about their leaders is like kind of like nothing we've ever seen before. It's not like they're stupid. They're knowingly stupid. And they know Donald Trump is lying, and they know he's full of shit.
They don't care.
But they don't care because of their fucking racism.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The xenophobia, whichever of the isms.
Yeah, they don't give
seems
a shit.
To be their favorite ism.
They don't care if he fucking lies.
That's absolutely true. I mean, they don't care.
I mean, it's true. I mean, if you think about the Democrats, there's no way we would do the show every day and we would suffer any of these. I don't care if they were blue. I don't care who the hell they were. If Obama said something that was false, and we broke his balls over that droning thing, we always have. You know?
Right.
I mean, the bar for the fucking
and the NSA sticking its noses in our starfish and shit. We hate that. That's bullshit.
Right.
And even how non-transparent this administration was to the press, they did some bullshit too.
Yeah,
nothing compared to what's coming in. But
Trump loves don't care.
We had our problems, but that's lost upon them because that's nuanced thought. That's gray area, which to these knuckle draggers doesn't exist. It's either you're an Obama bot. Well, no, actually, we've criticized him on several things. You're an Obama bot. Okay.
Yeah, it's just not even a close comparison. I mean, that party is steeped in racism and hate, and that blinds them to any kind of logic or any kind of truth. Or they just don't care.
Newt Gingrich. So there he is, out selling more books and selling more DVDs.
Me,
assuredly.
I mean, if John Edwards showed up and tried to get back into the process, tried to get in the, I don't know, he wouldn't be put up with.
They could do that now. I mean,
it's just not the Democratic base wouldn't put up with that shit. Liberals wouldn't put up with that shit.
Right. But would the alleged conservatives? I think we got a little action on a tweet yesterday at Crab Diving, ladies and gentlemen. Something about the one silver lining in this whole election process is that the damn evangelicals can no longer claim any moral high ground on anything.
Oh, that's so true.
Or really, on anything. They've compromised everything they allegedly stand for. I saw something the other day. There's I want to say Baptist minister out here in Southland, I think over in the Georgia-ish area.
Hey,
who?
Hand me a rattlesnake.
During the primaries and during the general election, was like, well, you know, this Trump guy doesn't really stand for what we stand for as Christians on so many levels.
Oh shit!
Well, right, and now he's receiving the love of the Christians and the love of the Trumpansies. So this poor pastor who was actually a rare one of these evangelicals who pretends to follow that book, applied some of that book to the orange shitler with the tiny little hands and found that don't fit.
Right. That guy and Jimmy Carter.
But he doesn't. He was cool about it. The other ones, as long as we win, who cares?
That's right.
The ends justify the means.
There is no longer a black person, and there will not be a set of fallopian tubes.
I would say
in Air Force One.
I would say Machiavellian, but they wouldn't know what that means.
What?
Right.
I like that on with whipped cream.
I don't like Mexicans.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Is that Newt says, you know, that whole draining the swamp stuff, that was just for show. That was just cute.
What is he? Is he the swamp? Is Newt the swamp, or is he an alligator? What is he? Or is he a snake? He's kind of large for a snake.
Yeah, water buffalo.
He's a water buffalo.
Possibly. I would say manatee, but manatee are gentle, loving creatures.
Yeah. Well, they look that way. I wonder if they are in real life, you know, those big eyes. Who knows? They might take your shit.
Let's, speaking of shit, let's go over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
And see what the monosyllabs are getting their taints all twisted about.
Ooh, ouchie. They must go to yoga.
And sure enough, Berlin suspect dodged deportation. So
yeah, okay.
Here we go. Just hang. You better get the brand out. And put a big sear a big T into the left tit of Angela Merkel for terrorism that she's caused.
Commence with the branding.
Leads to the link from the Drudge goes to the Washington Post. I'm amazed.
Okay.
The Washington Post is one of those newspapers that ain't licking Trump taint. So
no,
I'm surprised Drudge is linking. The prime suspect sought in the deadly attack on a Berlin Christmas market has been identified as a 24-year-old Tunisian immigrant. He was the subject of a terrorism probe. In Germany earlier this year.
Nine.
And was not deported.
Oh, shit.
Even though his asylum bid was rejected.
Who's that guy that was on Mad Out last night? Chris Murphy? Scott Murphy?
Senator about? Chris Murphy from Connecticut.
You know what he said? He said the problem is you can't let this one incident mar the rest of the refugees that are seeking asylum. That the vast majority of the refugees are not criminals.
Like
they're
he
not
said,
terrorists.
Guess what? There are Americans who do bad shit every day.
Yes.
I mean, he didn't say it that way, but there are Americans who commit atrocities every day.
Yeah.
Are we going to shut down America from Americans?
Right.
It's just ridiculous to paint one or two possible immigrants who become terrorists and then point the finger at a starving 2.5-year-old who half of his face is burned from being bombed in Aleppo.
You know, and you think about like what that part of the world, they probably blame America and the West for a lot of their problems.
And rightfully so.
Yes. And then they become radicalized, some of them, very few of them. But what do you think would maybe fix that? Maybe us taking in some refugees.
How about being nice to them?
And helping them.
Right.
And saving some lives. I mean,
yesterday there were even more, you know, every time this happens somewhere around the planet and then or the stupid Trump.
This guy's an idiot.
Olbermann.
Man.
Somebody, some wise commie pinko lib has said that, and I like this, I'm going to try to do this too. They'll never refer to him as President Trump. It's just going to be Trump.
Trump. Because we don't know.
Right. So fuck him.
We don't know how he got elected. really.
And it'll drive him crazy.
Yes.
You can already see some of the Trumpansies, Trumpalos, Trumpettes, whatever the hell you call them, on the social medias. They'll try to correct people. That's President Trump to you.
Oh, did you say President Obama?
Yeah. Right.
Or did you say that the Kenyan in chief or whatever? I mean... You tried to delegitimize him because of the color of his fucking skin.
Minutes ago, I saw somebody call him O'Dummer.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Right?
O'Dummer. What does that even mean?
And it was even on a...
Stupid.
It was a civilized comment section, too. And
yes.
It was a rather smart conversation going on. There are one or two conservatives out there who actually aren't drooling morons. Hard to find,
yeah,
especially in the comment section. And there was a little debate going on, and then all of a sudden, this one just really drooler just comes in, and is like, "Hildebeest lost with her stinky, stinky, nasty pedophile bush."
Is that what he said? Is that
something equivalent to that? Hildebeest was
Hildebeest,
absolutely in that
Lord.
Thing, and
I haven't heard that. That's ridiculous.
And even a couple of the conservatives in the chat were like, get the fuck out of here.
You know what? I hate
adolescent.
It. Yeah. I hate it when unfunny people try so hard to be funny. It is so gross and sad. And you're embarrassed for them.
Yeah.
I hate it. Especially these conservative right wing nut jobs. I mean, do they realize they have no moral high ground? No, of course not.
No.
Oh, God.
To them, they do.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
To them, they absolutely do have the moral high ground. Anything they do is justified. Apparently.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even. It's so hard for me to believe that if you're a true evangelical, that you can't see in like the plight of the Syrian refugees. You can't see that the Jesus-like thing to do would be to say, yes, we should take as many of these people into our country as we can when you see what's happening in Aleppo.
Right.
I mean, it's...
I don't
get it.
That whole thing with Samantha Bee and Glenn Beck with their little love fest that they had that was in the news yesterday. Glenn Beck was on Samantha Bee's show, and it was really good. If you could get a chance, all over the social medias. And basically they're joining forces to help defeat Trump and just obstruct. Glenn Beck admitting that he was part of the problem and allegedly accepting that he helped create some of the divisiveness, however thou pronounceth it. And then they, you know, they did some shtick and stuff like that, which I maybe could have done a little bit without, but it was funny and good. But Glenn Beck, even they talked about how he got some. Remember early on, he started getting shit because he drove that box of or that truck full of food and toys to the poor migrant children that are being border, held in those gulags on the border, right?
Yes.
And he said to Samantha Bee, he said, "They're children." Yeah. I'm against illegal immigration, he said. I'm against illegal immigration,
right?
He said.
But they're kids, and they need help.
He probably was like, I'm against illegal immigration, but...
But, caveat,
these are kids. I'm trying to be as dramatic as Glenn, but he...
That is a funny double standard, though. That kid is starving to death. What about these adults over here?
Right, even Glenn fucking Beck could see. Glenn batshit Beck could see that these are kids. These aren't rapists. These aren't arsonists. These aren't evil baby and atheists. These are just little kids whose parents dragged them across the border. They don't know for shit. Yet we should harm them or neglect them? And that really makes them love America.
How better to radicalize someone?
Right?
You know, and then when Trump comes out and says, hey, this is radical Islamic terrorism, it makes me nuts because imagine you're in a country, you're being radicalized. I don't know. You don't want to be radicalized. Who knows? But some guy you don't even know is saying you're a radical Islamic terrorism. What better way to radicalize than to have your quote unquote enemy tell you that that's who you are anyway? That's your destiny.
Before the spent cartridges hit the fucking ground, he's Islamic terror. And the other country, that was the German thing. The Germans didn't even want to say that yet. They were like, we don't know. A truck hit a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Nobody yelled Allahu Akbar. We don't have any evidence right now. We're going to hold off.
Right.
The truck hadn't even shut down its engine, and Trump was... saying it's radical terrorism. Islam.
You know what? It's insane to me, too. It's got to be like an isolationist thing. Like, we're separated by an ocean. And so, you know, we're not in the Middle East. So we can say things like, oh, it's radical Islam. It's terrorism, you know? Because we're isolated from it. We're protected. We're not actually in it.
Right. As much as Trump and those guys would like to... that make you think we are
right.
You would to, you know, some terrified moron in central Kansas who's worried about Al Qaeda coming into Salinas, Kansas.
By the way, Al Qaeda ain't gonna shoot anybody to death in Kansas. It's gonna be Kansasonians or however it's people from Kansas. By the way, Senator Sam Brownback, have you heard of him?
No, but I know.
No, you know, we talked about Brownback.
The governor.
Yeah. Oh, no. God damn it. He's a governor now. Wasn't he a senator or a rep before?
I think he might have been a rep.
Yeah, but now he's a governor. And by the way, he's not going to reconsider that concealed carry law on campuses. You can just have your gun on the campus.
He's
not reconsidering that law. Read that. Yeah.
What a shock.
ISIS is, your state is safe from ISIS, stupid.
So there you go. That's what's going on. The drudgies are crowing about.
Bleh.
Look at the Germans. They let all those Muslims in, and now they're just killing everybody.
Fuck you.
Which is the story all over the comments of all over the social media from all the dummies, all the Trumpalos, etc.
It really does show like quite a lack of empathy. We're over here in America. We are safe. No one's getting home invaded.
Safe.
I mean,
you see what happened? Yeah. What about Kate Steinle?
Who's that?
The poor woman that was killed in, I believe it was California, by an illegal immigrant who had been deported a couple times and got back in.
Right.
So, of course, that one guy means that every single illegal immigrant in the country is a raging kill monster just waiting to take out a pristine white girl. Horrible.
Right. That's,
you know, absolutely horrible what happened to her, of course. And he should fry. But I mean, I don't believe in the death penalty, but metaphorically fry, put him away forever.
Figuratively.
But it's that conflation again of there's this one incident, therefore they all are that way.
You know, you said something that made me laugh. That would be a funny setting to have on an oven. You know, like high, low, medium, metaphorically.
Right.
I don't know.
Hilarious. So that's what's going on. I alluded to this earlier, and I really...
Crab diving illusion.
I don't even want to metaphorically cram pounds of Indian food into my mouth and then spray my butt cheeks in the faces of all of the horrible Republicans of North Carolina. Wow. I want to actually really do it. I'll take going to jail for, is that assault or with a Buttley weapon or something?
Right. By the way, today's episode is being animated.
And it's not, unless somebody wants to. The horrible, heinous dick cheeses of North Carolina.
Hello, Dick Cheese.
After, you know, their power grab last week, which they all, I mean, seriously, should be facing time for. They've got an incoming Democratic governor, so they hurried and rushed through this. They attached these poison pills to a disaster relief bill.
Oh, yes.
That they then said they had to form a special session. They love them, those special sessions in North Carolina.
Yeah, because they're so expensive, right? Aren't they expensive?
Well, yeah.
Got to buy a fruit plate. Oh, you got to open up the building.
Right.
Got to pay the valet.
Got to have a bathroom inspector. A dick checker.
Oh, God. Is that a thing or is that not a thing still over there?
Well, that's what's today's news is about. So last week they sneakily and horribly and evilly, which is the only way the Republicans get shit done these days.
Oh, yes.
They snuck in all these bills that strip the power of the incoming Democratic governor. People are suing left and right already, and they don't think they're even going to have a prayer because, you know, if I was living in North Carolina, I would consider filing suit because my vote was for a governor that has these powers.
Absolutely.
And can do this shit.
And liberals would never do this. They would never do something
so
like
evil.
This.
Yeah.
And if they did, I guarantee you, I don't give a shit. They are just not opportunistic like these GOP assholes. If someone did this, if a lib did this, they wouldn't stand for it.
Well, there aren't Democrats passing shit in the middle of the night when they have a quorum and none of the opposition is there, which has happened several times in several different Republican states where these ass wipes have slithered in the middle of the night and they just have enough for a quorum.
Yes.
And they're like, well, the Democrats didn't show up. So here, let's outlaw gay.
God damn it.
So during the, you know, they have this horrible HB2, this anti-LGBT law, this protect the bathrooms law, which they passed in another special session.
Oh, okay.
After Charlotte, was it? The city that passed, I think it was Charlotte, passed a...
I do not know.
A resolution. Yeah, it was Charlotte City Council had passed adding LGBT protection to the existing anti-discrimination law. Well, they can't
That's
have
a no-brainer,
that.
though.
Well, oh, yeah. And the no-brainers, the no-brainers got together and made sure that they had to save the babies and save the kids from apparent rampant bathroom diddling. That, of course, they don't even look over at the Catholic Church, but make sure you get all those diddlers in the bathrooms.
Oh, my God.
So they passed that HB2.
Yes.
Basically the... we're going to check your genitals before you walk in the bathroom.
Guy, can you guys go make a gay friend? Can the people of North Carolina, or where is it, South Carolina? Doesn't make a difference. North. Make gay friends. Gain some fucking empathy. Make friends with people that aren't straight, white, and Christian. I dare you.
So, God. The gullible, this is, I'm losing my mind about how, how could there still be any Democrats in this country that could trust a Republican as far as you could throw Rush Limbaugh? Seriously, they're sneaky, evil, backbiting, backstabbing fuckwads. And the Charlotte City Council that had passed that resolution in the first place, right?
Right, right.
Well, they agreed to a deal with these Republicans.
No, you can't. They're evil. They're dirty.
And the Republicans, they in a 10 to nothing vote, 10 to nothing, the Charlotte City Council repealed their non-discrimination ordinance.
Oh, shit.
In what was a deal with the North Carolina legislature.
Okay.
To repeal HB 2.
Wow.
Cooper, the incoming governor, said that the legislature would hold a special session Tuesday. That was yesterday.
Liquid you.
To, quote, repeal HB 2 in full, which would hopefully put an end to the economic backlash that the laws faced because of all the sane people in the country who were saying, we're not going to do business with North Carolina fucking Lina.
Okay.
The horrible Christo Mula's there.
I have two questions. The first one, you painted the image of throwing Rush Limbaugh. I just have the, you know, in the old timey Olympics when you have like the shot put.
The shit put?
Yes, the shit put.
Yeah.
And you do the little twirl around and then you throw it.
Well, they still have that.
So funny. I'm just picturing Rush Limbaugh as the shot put.
Oof.
God, it's the image is hilarious. Also, damn it, I knew I'd forget my other point. Oh, yeah, yeah, HB2.
Yes.
That law is anti-gay or it protects gay people?
It's anti-gay.
So HB2 you want to repeal it.
Was passed in special session to override the sane people of Charlotte, North Carolina, because, you know, small government and everything.
Do you see why that law even defies, like, the way your brain thinks?
Because
usually laws are made to protect people, right?
Well, you're protecting children from a big hairy guy with hair sticking out of his shoulders just putting on a pink bow and walking into the ladies' bathroom and immediately, I don't know, reaching under the stall and grabbing some pussy like the president told him to.
Oh yes, man. You know what burns me? My most favorite person I know from North Carolina, I believe he's from North Carolina. You know him as well. It's the Hollywood Hick.
South.
Damn it. Okay. Well, the point's still valid. He's an out gay man. You can listen to him every day on the Sevens on the Crab Diving Network.
I am of the impression that most people who need to tell me how big their cock is when I'm not trying to suck it usually don't have much of a cock at all.
A little bit of wisdom from the Hollywood Hick right there.
Listen, and he's also on at midnight. He's hilarious.
Yes.
I forget. I don't remember my point.
Your favorite person from South Carolina.
And I'll say this. I like the gay people in North Carolina better than the straight people. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
So this business is so fucking stupid. So, it's infuriating.
I mean, you can see where this goes.
Oh,
so
yes.
the stupid sheep of the Charlotte City Council. We're like, oh, well, they made a deal with us. We'll trust them.
Ah.
We'll trust all these Republicans to do what's right and stick with their deal.
Trust these Sith lords.
And sure enough, yesterday, right in the pooper.
Yes.
With a big spiked sideways broken glass dildo.
Shit. Wow. Get animation on the phone.
So what these assholes did,
it's unreal.
They filed a bill called SB4.
Yes.
Which does repeal HB2, including...
That's great, right?
Restrictions on what bathrooms transgender people may use. However,
oh my God,
they wrote in a six-month cooling off period.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, let's cool off on this.
You're talking about human rights. There is no cooling off.
In which no municipality in the state may pass any laws related to employment or public accommodations, specifically noting access to restroom, shower, or changing facilities. So they're saying, well, okay, we're going to kind of repeal this. But now they're saying you can't put those non-discrimination, and no town in North Carolina is allowed for 6 months. Cool off. Let's cool off for 6 months.
Why do they want the cooling off period? I mean, I wonder what the purpose is.
Well, because they know they probably can't get away with passing. Well, we're going to repeal HB2 and put in another one.
Are they just stringing America along?
They're fucking them up. Yeah, they're stringing them on. Stringing them along.
We got this grace period to figure out another evil law that can be discriminatory.
This is thinkprogress.org. The Charlotte City Council had agreed to the dark bargain this week.
Ah, God.
In which they repealed their LGBT non-discrimination protections ordinance in exchange for the state lawmakers repealing HB2. The governor-elect brokered the agreement,
Roy
Cooper. Proclaiming that the legislature would, quote, repeal HB2 in full.
Shame. Oh, wait. No, that's good. We want to repeal HB2.
And they think that the members of the council assumed that they could just repass their protections as soon as the lawmakers held up their end of the bargain. So they screwed them. They're like, we're gonna repeal it, but we want you to take away your legislation first. And the council was like, they've been offering that for a while. And the city council was like, no, fuck to the you. We ain't doing it. We don't trust you. And then the incoming governor-elect brokered this agreement. It's like, don't worry about it. We could trust them. They're going to do it. And now these
here
motherfuckers have loosened the football.
Yes. Loosened it. Oh, they pulled it away.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Charlie Brown. He falls for that every time. He's like the Charlotte City Council. Why do you fall for it? They're going to pull it away. You know this.
So now every city, including Charlotte, will have to wait 6 months before they can try to pass this non-discrimination for LGBT people, which includes bathrooms. Which means that
they're going to
for that 6 months. You get thrown in jail for using what they think is the wrong bathroom.
What they think is the wrong bathroom. Jesus Christ. So if you're, who knows? You walk into a bathroom, the idiot bathroom checker, they think you look too effeminate, too masculine to go in whichever bathroom you're using. What do? Cite you? Arrest you?
Somebody complains.
And then what is the process? Do I have to plead my case that, yes, I am allowed to use this bathroom in front of a fucking judge?
When this first happened, weren't there a few videos that came out of people who were either some asshole in the bathroom?
Yes.
Was questioning that person, and they were recording on a cell phone. Or, like, there was one who was escorted out by security. She was a lesbian, I think. She wasn't even transgender. She was just a woman who dresses like a dude, kind of. Dresses a little dude-y.
Yeah.
And they threw her out of the bathroom. She's like, you got to be kidding me.
The thing is, the lawmakers, they know that this serves no purpose. The only purpose this serves is to marginalize and to oppress gay people. LGBT, that's the only reason this is in effect.
Right, and to moisten the crotches of the evangelicals.
Right.
Hate them, anything.
God.
That is different.
I mean, where's the ACLU? Does the AC... In something like this, does the ACLU come in and then they just sue the living shit out of these people into non-existence?
That's what happens. Yeah, that's why you need to donate to the ACLU and donate to all these legal funds that are going to be busy as fuck
right.
the next few years trying to prevent the incoming Christo mullahs from violating us in every way.
Oh, yes. I mean, and then that, what was that other stupid, what is wrong with North and or South Carolina? What is wrong with them? Which one is putting the porno locks on the computers that you buy? Did you see that fucking story? Like if you, when you buy a computer, you pay a one-time $10 tax or something to the government and they'll unlock the porn. What in the fuck is going
Meanwhile, so then you're on a list, right? They love them, those lists.
God, I didn't think about it like that.
They love the list. Now you're on a porn list. Now you're on the jerker list.
Why? And then what is on my computer? See, that's the thing. That's the shiny thing, right?
Well, who decides what's porn?
Right. And then what is that thing that's on my computer? I don't mean to sound like Alex fucking Jones, but what is that thing on my computer?
And again, who decides what's porn?
But absolutely, yeah.
Somewhere you've got to put the criteria in of which sites are blocked. So who gets to decide that? How many Republicans are like, we're going to go deep into this and we're going to have a long committee. We're going to check all these porn websites.
Yes, let's do it.
You know, that's exactly what it is. They're like, we're gonna check all these horrible porn websites for you thoroughly. Yeah.
You know what I would like to do? Okay, fine.
Several times a day.
Fine, legislators. We're going to go into the Capitol building, into your little offices, and we're checking all your computers to see what you have on them, you fucking pervs.
But I mean, they're going to want to.
Oh, yes. You're right.
They're going to want to evaluate the porn sites. I'm just doing this for the children. I'm only on AsianNursesBumpBeavers.com. Just to help the kids.
Yeah, yeah. Give me that. Hey, Lindsay, give me your laptop. Lindsey Graham.
Oh, well.
I mean, but you know what I mean? Like, is this small government?
Well, of course not.
What is
this? It's hypocritical Republicans.
Small government until it's
something they don't like, and then they're going to stick their government in every hole you got.
But is that not bizarre to you? Like, you go to Best Buy, you buy a computer, and then you got to call some board, and you talk to the Ayatollah?
I saw it. It's on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdaddy.
Yeah, yeah. Read about it. Read about the bullshit if you live in North Carolina. Wow.
Is it North Carolina?
It's one of them. One of the stupid
ones. One of the Carolinas.
North or South, yeah. Whatever. So dumb.
So there you go. A big fuck you to the really just loathsome assholes of North Carolina. I don't understand how... I just don't understand being that cartoonishly evil and thinking that, especially that taking the powers away from the incoming governor. I mean, he was elected. These are these people who allegedly are all about the Constitution, all about the process and freedom and everything. And then they're like, oh, well, the people elected a Democrat. We can't have that.
You know what must be happening is that Donald Trump got elected, and all these politicians were like, Jesus Christ. I mean, I thought my constituents were stupid. I really did.
Yeah.
But they're really fucking stupid. I mean, what we can get over on them is so much more than what we're doing now.
And a lot of them, there's a story out today. It's making the rounds about, they were talking to a couple of Republicans in the Senate and the House that they're afraid.
Right.
They're afraid of the Trumpalos, of the violent Trump fans and supporters. They're afraid of Hannity coming down on them. They're afraid of Trump fucking tweeting about them if they oppose him right now.
Oh,
and there's
only
a couple of Republicans in the House and in the Senate that are even remotely starting to stand up to him. And they're getting shit storms of threats, of letters, and stuff like that. You got Hannity out there shitting on McCain and Lindsey Graham.
Right.
Because, you know, they're evil. There's a guy, I forget what his name is, but he's a representative, that all he did was, he even supported Trump, but he mentioned one of the policies that Trump wants that he's like, well, that's not really a standard Republican policy, but You know, we're going to work with him on everything that we like, and then we'll, you know, we'll see what happens with these other, some of these other policies. He'll have to get them passed. He'll have to convince a lot of the Republicans in the House. Fucking Hannity came down on him, specifically naming him. Oh, they're coming out with a plan, a secret plan in the House to undermine incoming Trump. So what happens? This guy's getting death threats now.
Yeah, unconditional love.
Yeah.
You got to show that to Schittler. He's going to make you pay. I mean, really, what do you think? All of a sudden, that lawmaker, Alex Jones, says, oh, he's a traitor.
Right.
He's a traitor. Right. He's bad. Blah, blah, blah. He's a globalist.
Where we really need to get, you know, reading all these Six Steps to Fascism articles and things like that, or 12 Steps to Fascism. One of the things that I've seen is you really got to be careful. Like, if Trump starts labeling people as traitors.
Yeah.
Or as saying it's treason, that's when we really need to man the pitchforks,
right,
and get the E-guns.
Oh, my God. The E-guns. I love that.
Maybe the real guns. Because that's when you know that he's going full Putin and is just going to start labeling people who disagree with him as traitors. Which will then be Democrats and liberals and us.
So, you know, to me, the question or the problem dealing with Trump throughout the primary and the election is that he's so horrible and he says such horrible things that, God, I've said this before, and I just don't, people don't want to really believe how horrible he is. They don't want to believe how horrible Mike Pence is, and, you know, and how.
Where was, you know, Pence was anti-Russia. Do you remember how he got in a little trubs during, right after he was anointed as the VP choice? He was on, he was interviewed, and Trump was already spitting out Russian pubic hairs at that point. Pence was asked about that, and Pence said, no, you know, Russia is an evildoer.
Right.
Vladimir is trying to take over the Eastern Europe. He's trying to dismantle NATO. He's trying to undermine this. He's our adversary. And then the next day, Trump is like, well, I don't agree with Governor Pence.
Oh,
on that one. And then all of a sudden, you never heard another fucking word from Pence about it. So people were like, well, maybe Pence will be the voice of reason that'll keep Trump from renaming Washington to Trump of Vostok or something.
I just think the issue is like people waking up and deciding he's a Nazi, he's a fascist. Now, as soon as we can all come to that understanding, then maybe we can act and maybe something can be done. But I think that possibility is so horrible and horrifying. I think it's hard to get people to get there without, because you don't want to be labeled as a loon.
Right.
I mean, one day somebody was posting about Mike Pence on Facebook, and I shot back. I put a link to some horrible thing he said about gay people and whatever. And the response is always, well, you know, he really doesn't feel that way. Right. But he said it.
Right.
He said it as a politician. In an official capacity, he stood there in Congress, right? And he said he denounced evolution.
Yep.
So are we supposed to think he doesn't believe that?
Right.
I mean, is Trump not a racist? Is he not a white supremacist? I don't know. I mean,
maybe.
I mean, I honestly think he is. And I don't know.
I think he's a racist. I don't know that he's, you know, going to subscribe to the Daily Stormer. But I think he's definitely a racist. White, and thinks he's not.
Right. Yeah. Or
the only brown people he ever dealt with was when he was dragged into court for refusing them a place to live, for discriminating against them when he was growing up.
But, you know, man, I mean, his background is so foreign to what yours is, what mine is. I mean, he was raised an elitist in a rich home. We know that his father wasn't the most scrupulous guy, right? He was, in fact, unscrupulous.
Yeah, correct.
and he the government did have to sue him to allow black people to rent from him.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying, maybe he is a racist and maybe he knows it. And, you know, Tom Arnold tapes from The Apprentice where he's just throwing around the N-word.
Oh, yeah, we got this. There's more to that story, too. We talked about that a little bit yesterday.
So I don't know, man. I might disagree with you there. He might know he's a racist, and that just might be part of his fucking rich white guy shitty culture. That's sort of an accepted thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he thinks he's not a racist because I think there's the acceptable Negroes like
you're saying.
Carson.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Omarosa. I'm trying to think
of. How many are there?
There's not a lot.
Hey, Trump, could you shoot us over your list of acceptable people of color? So far, we've got Ben Carson and Omarosa. I can't think of anybody else he likes.
But he will utterly deny systemic racism.
Duterte. He likes Duterte.
He'll say, you say right now the system that we have is racist. It's just inherently biased against black people, especially black people.
Right.
We have redlining. We have, you know, all that shit's still going on. And just look at the disenfranchisement that they're breaking their asses to do. It's they ain't disenfranchising lily white suburban people.
Nope.
And you notice these fuckers, it's a lie when they say it's just, well, it has nothing to do with race. We're just targeting the because they vote for, you know, they're Democrats. It's a lie. Did they in the lily white suburbs of Philadelphia, did they try to close, which have been up till now,
right,
traditionally blue? Did they try to close and shut down their voting places? I don't think so. They went for the inner city black people to shut down their votes.
Jeez.
You talked about a little bit about Tom Arnold. You mentioned him yesterday.
Yes.
We talked about that story where Tom Arnold in an interview said that he personally saw I think he was probably on The Apprentice that he personally saw the I guess they made a gag reel or something of Donald Trump spewing racial slurs, saying the C word and calling his own son a retard.
Oh yeah.
We have yet to figure out which son.
Where are the gag reels of Barack Hussein Obama doing things like that? Where's that?
You just haven't looked hard enough, Ryan.
I was going to say, where are the ones of our Democratic presidents saying that? Then I remembered that Bill Clinton was one of our presidents.
We do have Bill Clinton, yeah.
We don't know what that guy said. But there's no tapes of Jimmy Carter saying that.
That we know of.
Oh, come on. No.
Tom Arnold talked about these tapes that he says he has. He said that, didn't he say... Wait, who was it? Arnold Schwarzenegger's agent.
Yes.
Was hanging with Hillary. Wasn't that the story?
Oh, yeah.
And the agent probably said, you know, Tom Arnold has these, said he has these tapes.
Right.
And, or he was with a Hillary person. I don't think he was sitting next to Hillary. But they said, Tom, they called Tom and they're like, you should totally release these. And Tom Arnold decided not to because... He said the guys that put it together, the editors,
yes,
and probably a second producer or something like that, a lower producer on the project who put this thing together, were in fear, not only for their careers, but their fucking lives because of these violent, evil, horrible Trump supporters.
It's similar to what Stephen Bartman went through in 2003 when he stuck his hand out to catch that fucking ball and he robbed the Cubs of that World Series.
Oh, well, he deserved it.
Do you remember that? I don't mean to talk about that, but do you remember that tape? That poor guy with his headphones on. That ball came, and I swear to God, he wasn't even thinking. And you look at that guy, that is not a guy that can wake up out of nowhere and catch a ball. I'm sorry. He had a turtleneck on. The man had a turtleneck on and glasses, and he stuck his fucking hand out there, and the ball fell in his hand. And then then his name was shit, and he had to be, you know.
He had to move.
He had to move.
He had to leave Chicago.
Evil, mean, drunk Chicago Cubs fans.
Not good at all.
Yeah, we're one of them.
Fuck Steve Bartman. I mean.
No.
We won. Ha ha ha.
I swear to God, he didn't mean to. I saw it. He didn't mean to.
So, yeah. So Tom Arnold released this this information that he allegedly has this tape and that this tape exists in other places and shit.
Yes.
Well, now Tom Arnold tweeted out
right
late last night.
Uh-oh.
Quote, wife told me there's house line VM. So there's voicemail left on his house line.
Okay.
From Trump camp.
Uh-oh.
About defamation suit. So it's on. Exclamation point. Open apprentice vaults for discovery. Exclamation point. Miss Universe 2. So he's saying that there's got to be outtakes and footage of Trump saying and doing horrible things on Miss Universe 2 that never aired. So he's saying he's called to arms from Tom Arnold, who's like, release the tapes.
God, hey, Tom, I have a couple of, wait, Tom Arnold got remarried?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Apparently.
Jeez, you got to hand it to Tom. If I see that letter in the mail or get a voicemail from some scary Trump lawyer.
Threatening defamation suit.
Like, all right, who cares? Yeah.
Stupid. And you know, it won't happen. Because all he has to do is produce the tape. And then what happens? The tape is public record.
Yeah.
It has to be produced in the discovery part of the trial. This will never happen. This is Trump's MO. Threatens to sue and maybe actually sues 1 out of 1,000. But he just threatens everybody. And that works enough with most people to scare the shit out of them.
Is our president allowed to do that?
What do you mean?
I mean, can our president do that? Can he go around threatening people with lawsuits?
Toadies, his camp, sure.
Oh, God, it just seems like... Is our president Duterte, that asshole who's killing people, just shooting people in the fucking streets? He's got a hit list.
In the Philippines, yeah. I mean, saw that...
it's like we have a tyrant who's going to be in office.
I saw that... The UN is starting to take a look over towards the Philippines.
They're going to be looking at us
with possible. They already are looking at us with possible. They might be saying something about Duterte pretty soon with his.
Oh, is it Duterte?
Let's just kill drug users.
Can I take a second? I'm sorry. I don't know why. I'm just so furious right now. To my friends that I went to high school with on Facebook, who are not part of all my nerdy theater friends, by the way, they voted correctly. They're Democrats, they're libs, they know what's up. But listen, you other assholes I went to high school with, you elected a tyrant. Congratulations.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. God damn it! You fucked it up, god damn you!
Was that an outtake when she was shooting 9 to 5?
Lily Tomlin.
She's the best.
So what else is going on? That's some of the other fun that's been happening.
Since when have you ever heard? So first off, we talked about this yesterday. We never hear about anybody's transition. You only hear news about when they pick somebody. You don't know anything about somebody's transition team or anything like that, right? What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. On our Twitter, at Celeste Pewter, just has been tweeting a bunch of stuff. Thanks for participating. Thanks for listening to the show. But one of them is neo-Nazi Barbie.
Oh, is that what that is?
I hadn't seen that one. I don't know if it's Photoshopped or somebody actually dressed up a neo-Nazi Barbie.
Did you like it?
Really short hair? Not yet. I think you just did.
I liked it. Wait, should I like that? I mean, I think it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Of course
it's
hilarious.
But am I saying that we should have a Nazi Barbie?
No, you're laughing.
Do we really need a Nazi Barbie? I mean, God, she's got blue eyes, blonde hair.
Toni Lauren, isn't that her name? Toni Lauren?
And to be fair.
That asshole that's on the Blaze, right? That
yes.
She was the one that got schooled by Trevor Noah on The Daily Show.
You know what? I mean, if you had the, the range of motion of a Barbie doll, you might be busting out a few Heil Hitlers as well, because, you know, Barbie can only do this. For those of you listening, I'm raising my arms up and down in the, like a double
right.
Hitler. That's all she can do. She can't go side to side. She's not on a ball joint. She's
angry. She has no genitals.
Oh, that's true.
And she would have no idea what bathroom to use in North Carolina.
What bathroom would Barbie use? That's a good point.
Or Ken.
Listen, they just have to sit there and go in the bushes somewhere.
Who said that? Was it?
God. How much?
It was a Fox pundit. We played a clip or talked about. Oh, it might have been that Tony Lauren who said, well, they can just go in the bushes.
No, it was. You know what? You're
who
close.
Was it?
It was.
Was it Ann Coulter?
No, she's an actress. She was in that movie. She was not in
Stacey Gash?
Stacey Gash.
Dash.
Dash.
Excuse me.
It was Stacey Dash.
It's two buttons away on the typewriter.
Stacey Dash.
Yes.
You know, I know all you little assholes out there, especially you little GOP Trump voters on my Facebook page. When the Electoral College count came in, you know what they all said? Okay, you actors making these anti-Trump commercials, you could go back being in movies and TV and things of that nature. Whatever, that's fine. But doesn't it bother you that someone as insignificant as Stacey Dash has a platform to spew her anti-gay, her all her like horrible Ayn Randian shit? Doesn't it just... Ugh.
Well, I've seen...
Can't stand
some
that.
Some people say, Ryan.
Yes.
To adopt the rhetoric of the incoming administration. Some people say...
Got that picture, Ann Coulter.
That the only reason she's got her job on Fox...
Yes.
Is because she's brown.
What do you mean? Because...
That she's a rare conservative asswipe with brown skin... And that's why you know she's one of their brown friends over at Fox.
Listen, I just thought of a
I'm not saying that. No, some people are saying
no,
that.
No, what you're saying makes sense. You've just thought of a viable, unethical way to make a lot of money in the showbiz business. You could
I'm listening.
Well, you just start making you're an agent, but you specialize in you're the guy who's able to find self-hating brown people. Racist brown people, homophobic brown people,
right?
Conservative, you know, because that is a hard thing to find. Right?
Yeah,
there's plenty of white people, but I mean, you know, hey Ryan, I need a bigoted Asian journalist, you know, to sit in on this panel today. Who do you got? And I'll just rattle off a bunch of names.
Give me a few minutes.
The picture of Ann Coulter on her Twitter.
Oh yeah, it's hilarious.
Really took me by surprise. It just,
so don't forget you can tweet us during the show also, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, and Facebook, blah blah blah, Pinterest, Snapchat. We're not on Snapchat. No. Chatterbait.
Oh yes. We're everywhere.
Late evenings.
LinkedIn.
I've got okay, here's a little bit of I guess good news. Amazing news.
Oh yes.
On several fronts. This is in Georgia.
Hey.
Although there's...
I used to live there.
There's another... I got another some people say at the end of this story, too. Georgia former policeman...
Right.
Sentenced to life in prison today. Found guilty of murder earlier this month in the death of a suspect who he shocked to death with a taser while he was handcuffed.
How long does that... I mean, how long does that take to be killed by a taser? That's just horrible. I guess you die of, like... What do you die of? Heart attack?
Yeah, probably fucks with your heart. Marcus Eberhardt, who was a sergeant in the Atlanta suburb of East Point, and a fellow officer, Howard Williams, in April of 2014, shocked Gregory Towns, 24-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Shocked him with tasers more than a dozen times when he refused to walk to a patrol car as he was being taken into custody. Eberhardt was convicted, given a life sentence, convicted of murder.
Oh my God.
Given a life sentence. Weems.
Yes.
Who was convicted of involuntary manslaughter, reckless conduct. He received a 5-year sentence. I don't know for sure. I have a feeling he probably turned on Eberhardt.
Listen to all this cop violence. How many stories are we going to do about cops just killing someone?
Yeah.
You know, and at least this person's going to jail. Go ahead. I was just saying, I just read this thing on Slate about how cops and our police force are further exploring, like, these robots.
Robots,
man.
That's on our Facebook.
I'm like, that's your answer. That's your answer to all this cop violence. more lethal ways to kill people, to kill the citizens that you're supposed to goddamn protect. You got to be kidding me.
They won't want that, though, because that takes the fun out of it.
Yeah, I guess we just have to rely on Jeff Sessions to protect
us. So a grand jury back in 2015 indicted these two officers. This is the Georgia right. policeman story. And the everyone was surprised. Well, here's the some people are saying. Well, if you look at the picture of the two officers that were convicted,
yes,
they're both black.
Oh, okay.
So you know what some people are saying.
Right.
That if it might be just a sea hair easier to convict a cop
right.
of a killing if he's a black too.
Well,
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not saying that, but some people are saying. Yeah. It might be just a coincidence. They said the man killed collapsed several times after the repeated jolts from the stun gun, lapsed into unconsciousness, and was pronounced dead a short time later. Jesus. Just because he wouldn't cooperate and walk to the squad car.
That's so crazy. By a stun gun. That I just...
And I'm sure I'm reading it on Raw's story, but I'm sure if you read the story on some other outlets out there on the internet and go down to the comment field, I absolutely know you're going to hear, he should have just cooperated.
Yeah. You should just comply. You should do what right. people say.
In other words, he should be dead.
How do you?
God. These people are scum yeah. that even remotely think that or allow.
Where's their
that?
Sense of empathy, man?
They I don't mean, have any.
Because, you know, somebody passes away, a lot of times they're in pain or whatever. At least they're able to go quietly, whatever that means.
He was black and he was breaking the law.
Imagine
so.
This guy's last moments on earth. He was being assaulted shocked by the cop. He was shocked to death. He must have been terrified. And that's how he died. How does his family get their mind around that? How do they deal with that?
Right. So I guess, I don't know, the system worked in Georgia. Although, again, call me when it's a white cop in Georgia killing a black guy.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, wait by the phone.
In fact, the top comment over here at the Raw Story says, let me get this straight. A black cop kills a suspect and gets life. But a white cop who shoots an unarmed suspect in the back walks. So he didn't walk. They're talking about Walter Scott's killer,
yeah,
murderer, who got a hung jury, but they're going to, was that Ohio? They're going to retry that motherfucker.
Yeah. Maybe there'll be some justice. Well, there won't be justice because the person's still dead.
Correct. Yep.
The family members lost somebody they didn't need to because of these cops. They can't. Why can they not de-escalate? Why is that not a thing?
That's what we wonder. Where is the training for de-escalation? They don't do that. They're trained to put on their body armor and shoot for the center of mass.
Right. Well, it's center of mass.
If they talk back to you.
Well, I aim for the center of mass when I play softball. When I'm fielding a ground ball from second base, I make sure that both my feet are pointed toward the target of which I'm throwing, and then I aim for the center of mass. That's what you're trained to do. But that's softball.
and killing people
is different.
With a gun.
That's different. Why can't, I mean, really, why can't they de-escalate? Why was it was there no other way to make this guy comply with what they wanted him to do than the stun gun? I just don't.
They're sadists. Many of them.
Disgusting.
And they I don't know how to do this, but they really, it's just the dehumanization of the people that they're supposed to be serving and protecting.
Right.
They feel like they're on a Lion Country safari when they go out. They're just these aren't humans that they're dealing with.
And by the way, a lot of the public, they fucking agree with them.
Yes.
Because I think there's this...
the racist
yeah.
public.
And being a cop
them.
Is not the most dangerous job on the planet.
Nowhere near.
Right?
Not in the top 10.
But yet, we're fed this myth. I mean, it really is. It's kind of a myth. Think about it. You live in Chicago, and yes, it's dangerous to be a cop.
Yeah.
But don't you think it's dangerous to be a citizen?
Right.
A black citizen? You're being pulled over?
Well, and
to not
with,
get shot.
Yeah, and with the poverty and with everything. The and all the guns pouring in from Indiana. It cracks me up. I keep seeing these. Well, what about all the blacks killing blacks in Chicago? And what about the gun laws in Chicago? That is one of the strictest gun laws in the country. I mean, you can smell the farts of people in Indiana. That's how close Indiana is. And we used to go every goddamn 4th of July.
Right.
Fireworks are illegal as fuck in Illinois. Yes. Illegal.
Oh, yeah.
So we would hop in the car and drive 15 minutes across the border into smelly Indiana.
Yes.
No offense, but, you know, Gary and Gary. Hammond are not, you know, it's steel mills and shit. It don't smell great.
No.
Not the people. It's the industry. And they got those big, do you remember along, is it the 94? Or they have those fields that are all dumps, like old garbage dumps. And they have pipes sticking out of the ground, dozens of pipes that are just giant torches,
right?
Burning methane.
It smells like
that's being created under the ground.
It's flaming piles of dirty diapers.
It's
farts.
That's what
it smells. It's horrible.
They talk about that, and that's where the guns are flooding in from.
Yeah. I used to drive that route to some theater gig I had. You could see these flaming methane piles of garbage.
Yeah.
And then right after you pass those methane piles, I always knew the exit was coming up because right before you could see this guy's garage from the highway. And I don't know what's going on in Indiana, but this guy on his garage had a beautiful mural of the Budweiser Snowy Mountaintops painted. I mean, it was like exact replica of what's on the side of a Budweiser beer can. Those Snowy Mountains?
Sure.
No, it's Bush. It's Bush. It's Bush beer. It's not Budweiser. Bush? I'm wrong.
Okay.
That painted those snowy, beautiful mountaintops.
Is it like Coors? Like when it gets cold, does it turn blue?
No.
No.
It's always cold. Yeah. Sorry, I don't listen. If you're from Indiana and you're listening, send all the hate tweets you want at Crab Diving. I don't mean to disparage your state, but
fuck
God,
off.
It's
you
horrible.
Voted. You Jeez. Voted Mike Pence as governor.
Really. That's true. Good point.
Lick my taint.
Yeah.
I could save this for Faithless Friday, but what the hell? I've got a big pile for Faithless Friday already.
Which is, by the way, it's kind of great. That's going to be on Christmas Eve. Or is it not?
No, the Christmas Eve.
Okay, the eve of Christmas Eve will be Faithless Friday.
We talked about him yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Because we were trying to decide whether it was Family Research Council or American Family Association.
Oh, they're
that
both
we were
hate,
talking about.
Are they both not hate groups in the eyes of the Southern Poverty Law Center?
They both are.
Okay.
It was Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council.
Disgusting.
That we were talking about yesterday. But today we are talking about Brian Fisher
from
the American Family Radio.
Boom.
On his Focal Point program.
Oh, yes.
Do we
have clips from this guy?
Oh, sure.
Oh, God, I cannot stand. I got to get ready then because I got to get my mind around.
Prepare yourself.
Hearing his voice is just so disgusting.
Brian Fisher of the American Family Association.
What a total bag of shit.
Of course,
this guy.
They have a very, very narrow definition of family.
Right.
He's talking here about the election, and he's talking about how these evil libtards.
Yes.
How the leftists just can't seem to wrap their minds around why Hillary lost.
Okay.
It's interesting to me because, you know, this happens in the spiritual world as well. You know, it's the same dynamic.
Okay. We're 4 seconds in. This happens in the spiritual world as well. What?
I'm shaking my fist.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's insanity.
This happens in...
drugs?
This happened on Alderaan also.
Oh, yes. Is he on drugs?
Oh, well, you know, he's probably on white people drugs.
Oh, yeah,
he's probably
like
on
Prozac,
Xanax.
Binnies.
I need something to go to sleep. I can't. I'm tossing and turning, thinking about all the sodomy-based marriage.
Right.
It's interesting to me because, you know, this happens in the spiritual world as well. You know, it's the same dynamic. you know, people can be so blinded to the truth, blinded to reality.
Here we go.
Blinded. I can be blinded.
2 and 2 is 4. No, it isn't. Jesus said it's 7.
Oh, you're blinded.
You are blinded
to the truth.
To the truth.
I hate the way he really steps on his operative words to make his point. God.
All right.
Untalented.
He's got to articulate. There's a lot of hearing aids trying to pick him up
right now. I didn't think about that.
He has to hit those consonants.
Oh, yeah.
The truth, blinded to reality. I mean, people around us are blind to the gospel. We can see it clearly. It's hard for us to understand why somebody else doesn't get it, because it makes so much sense to us how anybody could believe in evolution when it's obvious that somebody had to make all of this stuff.
And it's two different things. I almost participated in a battle on the Twitters about one of these idiots who they think evolution is the same as abiogenesis, or evolution is the same as the Big Bang. How can you believe in evolution? There's nothing to believe. It's a scientific fact. You think something came from nothing?
Right.
Well, that's a different argument.
I have a question. Biogenesis.
Abiogenesis.
Is that similar to Star Trek 3? You don't remember that?
Kind of. Yes, kind of.
So it's in the ballpark.
Yes. Where life could spontaneously... Yeah.
The Genesis Project.
...wink into existence. Yeah,
yeah. Kirk's ex-wife.
There's all kinds of nucleotides and amino acids bubbling around on the stew that was Earth. And some fucking lightning bolt hit, and suddenly we have RNA. That's the going theory.
Okay, good enough. It's like the Star Trek 3. Sort of. Yes. Who cares? I'm just kidding. Makes sense to me.
But real.
Oh, yes.
How anybody could believe in evolution when it's obvious that somebody had to make all of this stuff. Design and order don't magically appear out of nothing. It just makes perfect.
God, you stupid idiot.
It's two different arguments. It's two different arguments.
What are the arguments?
He's saying design and order doesn't just appear out of nothing. He's talking about the origins of the universe, the Big Bang, and throwing abiogenesis in there, which both of them have nothing to do with evolution. Evolution is the theory, and it's the fact,
right,
that life on Earth has evolved, natural selection, survival of the fittest, traits passed down to subsequent generations,
right,
mutations, blah, 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 blah.
So, like, there's the Big Bang.
Yes.
A rock appears in the universe from the bang. Light.
A few billion years later,
Oh, I'm...
Are you talking his view or the...
Let me preface this by saying I am simplifying the living shit out of this. A guy going to junior college in the foothills of North Georgia could understand this.
Why would you do that when you could just say Bible?
You're right. You know what?
So much easier.
Bible. Hey, listen. I just pulled a rib out of my gut.
There you go.
It's a woman.
Prove he didn't.
I hate all this. I hate this guy.
Don't magically appear out of nothing. It just makes perfectly good sense to us that there's a designer, there's a creator behind all this. The gospel story makes perfectly good. But people will look right at it. They will look right at the same data that you and I look at, and they just...
Data.
That's not data.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Bullshitica 69 ain't data.
What? Is Star Trek 2 the best one? Empire Strikes Back. Is that data?
Is that as data? Equal as Genesis?
Show me your data.
They will look right at the same data that you and I look at, and they just don't see it. And that's really a spiritual problem. That's part of why we need to be in prayer for our land, because only God can open the eyes of people whose eyes are so blinded, you know, because what Kevin is talking about, how could you wake up on November 9 and not have kind of your worldview change about everything you believed if you are a liberal? But very few people did. Just blindly march on. That's part.
Why would your worldview change? So on November 9th, because a bunch of old white fuckwads made it waddled out and voted.
Yes.
In orange shitler.
Yes.
Why would we think, oh, well, maybe Brian Fisher is right. I should hate gay people. What was I thinking?
It's so fucked up because
It's you won. If, you're not right.
Right. No, you're not right. An idiot won.
Right.
That's
he's saying, how could you not realize on November 9th that obviously the Lord opened his loins and the magical drizzle that followed changed all the minds.
This is going to sound insane, and probably I need to be admitted into some facility after saying this. get out the butterfly net. But I in the shit that he's saying, I spy a little bit of hope in the fact that if he is able to say that people should evolve their views, have changed their minds based on the fact that Schittler was elected, maybe at some point you could
persuade
this guy to say that because of shit we've discovered in science, that maybe your views on evolution has changed, maybe? Or am I out of my... I'm wrong. He's never... Damn it!
I would not be optimistic.
Did you see my line of thinking there at all?
But you're applying reason.
Yeah, I'm just saying because his reason is so faulty and so stupid and so flawed, but it is in fact reason. I'm trying. But the reality is this guy is an idiot. He's a moron and I can't stand him.
Right.
Fuck off, please, Brian Fisher, you loser. You're making the world worse. How do you like that?
This man's hatred and moronitudinous.
Yes.
Will end when his Lord calls him.
Oh, okay. Hello, Brian.
To him. not a message. He calls him to his side.
Do you think God is like, oh, how long are we going to let these old white racist fucks live anyway? God.
And the average kindness level of the whole universe will skyrocket when this old fuck dies.
Oh, you say the world will be better once he's not.
The universe will be better.
Yeah, I agree. The universe created by a biogenesis.
Or maybe not. Yeah. That's one theory.
Hey, look, a rib.
It
made
could
a
also
woman.
Be a space rock.
What's the difference? Well, I mean, because
abiogenesis assumes that the ingredients were here and that something happened to spark it and it just grew.
I see.
The space rock theory is that the origins of life were on a comet somewhere or something and hit the Earth
right.
and infected it with life.
Yes, it's like when you're baking
like
something.
An STD.
Yeah. Well, I was going to use a baking analogy, but we could go with AIDS. No. Like, okay, so you bake a cake, right? You put all the goddamn ingredients in the oven.
Yeah.
The heat has something to do with it, obviously. But you put that yeast in there. And that yeast actually makes the process happen of baking, correct?
Makes it rise.
The yeast is
anything you put in the oven.
Okay,
can bake
right, but the yeast
like you can bake a ham. You don't stuff it with yeast.
No, that's true. But I'm using baking. That's baking. I'm talking about
you could bake a ham. You could bake a
yeah. Oh, that's true.
You could bake potatoes.
Damn it,
you're talking about making bread.
Yeah.
Baking bread.
Right. Okay.
Or confections.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't make any difference.
Where have we gone?
No, because what Kevin is talking about, how could you wake up on November 9th and not have kind of your worldview change about everything you...
Who talks like that? 9th.
Idiots.
November 9th.
It's some kind of affectation he has that, you know what I mean? Like blinded. You know?
About everything you believed if you are a liberal, but very few people did. Just blindly march on. That's part of why they grab for these life preservers. The Russians did it, or James Comey did it, because they just do not want to accept the reality, do not want to face the truth, do not want to embrace the truth.
We embrace the truth that just there's a bunch of assholes in this country that voted for a giant asshole. That's the truth. If he thinks the truth is that somehow his God, I think he's saying that Trump's win is from his God. Trump's win
that
was his God opening the eyes of the people. And
right.
How can us stupid moronic libs not see that on November 9?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucked up. It's everything, every thought process going on, unthought process going on over there is fucked up. But goddamn, this guy really lays awake at night just
he's an idiot
trying to crochet shit together that has just is never there's no thread of anything of any proof of what he's this asshole saying.
God, he's just so. God, I had another thought about how much he sucks, and I don't remember what it was. The point is, he's a piece of shit. What an asshole. Here's my point. You know what? Brian Fisher will embrace science. He will embrace the science when he gets cancer, or when he has to go to the doctor, or get an MRI, or he breaks his arm, or catches the flu. Then he's like, oh, okay.
Why not just pray?
Yeah, why don't you pray, Brian? Why don't you put your money where your mouth is, stupid? See, at least those lunatics who believe in the whatever that religion is where they don't go
Christian
to the,
scientists.
Yeah, they don't go to the doctor because they think God is going to cure it. Okay, yeah, that's idiotic. It's stupid. I think that's all mental illness.
Right.
But at least they're not.
At least they're walking the walk.
Right. As horrible as that is. And hopefully they don't have kids, but
those kids should be taken away from them.
Oh,
if you don't take your kid to the doctor because you think you can cast a magic spell over it and make it better, you need to not have children.
But Brian Fisher's a hypocrite, man. Horrendous hypocrite.
We've got so big crabby fuck you to Brian Fisher and the
Absolutely.
American Family Association.
Yeah, making the world worse. God, worse.
Which one should we go to? Okay, let's do this one. Receiving a lot of unlove,
yes,
on the internet is none other than Fox quote news unquote. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, is this Dildo O'Reilly?
Dildo O'Reilly.
I love that name that you gave him.
Yeah, Dildo O'Reilly.
Dildo O'Reilly. That's funny.
Went on his talking points commentary last night He has to help the audience by printing out on the side of the screen exactly the shit that he's reading.
Well, they are dumb as dirt. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, why is he doing it? They can't read.
You know what? That's true.
Maybe it helps him.
Why doesn't...
How they help. It is. Bill O'Reilly's like Sesame Street for right wingers.
Yeah, he's learning them to read.
The
God damn it.
So,
Buh.
Yeah, he was on his one of his ranty screeds.
Yes.
Last night.
Right.
And
a lot of credibility. This guy, by the way,
went full. First of all, he starts out on fake news. And I think I tweeted back at him. Bill, quote, I heard the shot, quote, on Riley.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw
that. Is talking about anybody with fake news.
Yeah. I mean, can we just take one moment? Because we haven't talked about that in a while. Do I understand this story, his lie that he told, that he said he was on the front porch knocking on the door of someone's house, and instead of answering, that person blew their brains out?
He said he heard the shot. He was there as the person killed themselves or something like that.
But the true story was
he was in Texas and the guy killed himself in Louisiana, I believe.
And he just
lied.
Forgot.
Lied.
Because I imagine if you just put yourself in that situation, you're on someone's porch and while you're waiting to go in their door, they blow their brains out. Are you going to think that happened to you when it didn't? I mean,
and maybe you dial 911.
Yeah, man.
He's making it sound like he kind of stood there, heard the shot, and was well, I guess he's not going to answer.
Going to get a Starbucks. So
I'm going to go choke out my wife and drag her down the stairs again.
That's right. He did that, right?
Allegedly.
Oh, God. And sometimes he lied about a war. He lied about being at a war in Grenada or some bullshit like that.
Well, I was in a war zone.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, he was on an island 100 miles away from the actual... what was going on. But that was part of the designated war zone, he said.
Richard Engel despises him, I imagine.
And he also said he saw some of these nuns that were allegedly, the nuns were killed. He said that he allegedly saw them, these yes. nuns that were killed, the bodies, it was horrible. He was, again, 100 miles away.
Yeah. But what he means by he saw them was that...
on TV.
He didn't see them. Oh, he saw it on TV.
Right, like everybody else did.
But he was close to that television. He was in the same room of that TV when he saw it on TV.
So he was talking about abolishing the Electoral College, which it's really fascinating. There's obviously there's no way to do it to find a parallel universe.
Yes.
And see where Hillary Clinton won. by winning the Electoral College, but not the popular vote. If it was reversed,
yes.
Let's imagine what Dildo Riley would be saying right now about the Electoral College.
They're so predictable.
And here he is talking about that, but listen to where he goes.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. Abolishing the Electoral College, that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. After Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, the left in America is demanding that the Electoral College system...
First of all right, let's toss him a little a Scooby snack.
Toss.
For a booby snack.
Oh, yes.
For actually acknowledging that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. I'm surprised he didn't say... After Hillary Clinton won, I can look to the over here because everything he's saying is on the screen.
Oh, yeah, you can read along.
After Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, the left is demanding that the Electoral College system be scrapped.
It's conservative karaoke.
I'm surprised he didn't say after Hillary Clinton claims to have won the popular vote, but we all know hundreds of millions of illegals voted and dead people. Yeah.
3 million illegals voted. Did you know that?
I won an argument on our Facebook page with a moron the other yesterday about
congratulations.
Who said millions? Thanks, California. Yeah. All those illegals put Hillary over the top, and I said citations, please.
Yes.
He's like, come on. He used that argument. Come on, you. Everybody knows it's true.
Oh, the come on argument.
And I said citations, please. Produce one. First of all. Yeah. You're going to try to say that millions of illegals voted.
Right.
Somehow stealthily voted.
Oh, yes.
Millions of them.
They're all ninjas.
Only in California.
Oh, yeah. And they're invisible. Did you know that illegal aliens have the power of invisibility?
Right.
They're wily.
And they can impregnate you from 40 paces.
Oh, yes. 40 paces.
I kept saying, do you have no citations? Citations,
yeah,
or
yeah.
You can't prove it. You can't find one. I said, find one.
Citations, find not
one
from
that
Breitbart.
Got caught. You're telling me that these illegals are so brilliant and stealthy and sneaky, all the millions of them, that not one of them fucked up and got caught.
3 million.
More than that, they say millions. I heard one of those idiots said 6 million the other day, right?
How
it's a lie.
Think?
It's a lie. It's a lie.
So stupid. You guys are dumb.
So I guess we'll give Bill O a little cookie for not saying that.
Vote the left in America is demanding that the Electoral College system put into place in 1787 be scrapped. But there's a hidden reason.
Listen to the way he says, 1787. How dare they want to get rid of something like that? You know, slavery was also in 1787, Bill.
They scrapped slavery. They just scrapped it.
Women couldn't vote then.
Oh, they scrapped that too.
Well, we're preaching to the white choir here. They're like, well, we agree, don't agree with that one either.
Reason for this. As we reported, even though Secretary Clinton won the popular vote by 2.8 million, the progressive state of California provided all of that margin, Clinton defeating Trump there by about 4.3 million votes. So if the Electoral College were abolished, presidential candidates could simply campaign in the nation's largest states and cities, New York, L.A., Chicago, Houston, and rack up enough votes to pretty much win any election. That's what the left wants. That's what they want. Because in the large urban areas and blue states like New York and California, minorities are substantial.
Oh, excuse me?
What's his point? What's his fucking
point? Look at the landscape. Philadelphia, Dallas, Fort Worth, Miami. In all of these places, the minority vote usually goes heavily to the Democrats. Add to that New York City, LA, and Chicago, San Francisco. Don't really have a national election anymore, do you? You have targeted populations.
You're only letting the Negroes vote.
God, I don't even understand his stupid racist angle.
Well, and still, the whites still outnumber the blacks and the browns in this country. Not for long, but they still do. So where are all these white people coming out to vote to offset all the evil blacks in the cities? You know, there's a lot of fucking white people in the cities, too, that vote Democratic.
Oh, yeah.
Does he think that only black people vote Democratic in the cities? Yes, that's what they're saying. This is Bill O'Reilly proudly waving his hood around.
God,
it's not election anymore, do you? You have targeted populations. Newspapers like the New York Times and the LA Times have editorialized to get rid of the Electoral College. They well know that neutralizing the largely white rural areas in the Midwest and South will assure liberal politicians get power and keep it. Talking Points believes this is all about race.
Talking Points, speaking of himself in the third person, he is Talking Points. He wrote this bullshit.
Yeah, right? Talking Points.
So he doesn't say, this is this cowardly little pencil dick.
He's hiding behind...
Right. Talking Points believes this is all about race. He won't say, I believe this is all about race.
The left sees white privilege in America as an oppressive force that must be done away with. Therefore, white working class voters must be marginalized. And
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to understand.
Nobody wants white working class voters marginalized. I want my vote to equal that white working class voters vote. Why is that hard?
Why? By saying the
we're being punished for living in a city.
Yeah, that's nuts.
They're saying one of the comments was, why should we kowtow to the city folk? Why are we kowtowing to the cow folk?
Why are we even having this conversation? Right. It should be one person, one goddamn vote.
Exactly.
That is the spirit of democracy.
How about the fact that if you can't win in the big cities where they're the most modern and the most educated, maybe your message is dog shit. Maybe your message is one of 150 fucking years ago, and you need to update your message. Because some knuckle-dragging white racist fuckwad in the middle of, pick one, Nebraska, I said Kansas already, they think they're living out in the middle of nowhere. Why don't we have the power?
That's what this one person, I had this argument with somebody on Facebook. They were saying, hey, I live in Idaho. We supply the whole country with potatoes.
Right.
My vote should count. Why does your vote in L.A., why does L.A. count more than
Idaho? It doesn't.
Idaho?
It's just the opposite.
It doesn't if you can.
Just because there's more of us smart people that live in the city.
Yeah.
Why should we be punished? And by the way, this whole shit was started to keep the fucking plantation owners happy.
Man.
In 1787.
And then if you perpetuate the argument with these people that think rocks and trees should be equally represented in our system, which they are, by the way, eventually the argument goes to, we don't want our cities and we don't want people like the people in L.A. deciding who's president, which basically means we don't want black people having a voice or people of color.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly. Well, this is what Bill O'Reilly's just said for the last minute. And a half. We don't want black people voting. We don't want we don't want the Negroes in the cities telling us what to do.
And this guy's on a major cable news network that people listen to.
Angry white
so
racist
goddamn
people. Yes.
Disturbing.
South will assure liberal politicians get power and keep it. Talking Points believes this is all about race. The left sees white privilege in America as an oppressive force that must be done away with. Therefore, white working class voters must be marginalized. And
so he's not denying the existence of white privilege. Right? He's saying white privilege is something bad and should be gotten rid of. Well, do you know what the word privilege means, you asshole?
By saying white privilege exists, you are saying people that are not white don't have that privilege.
Right.
You were saying oppression and racism exists.
And you do have privilege. If Mr. Cowherder in the middle of Nevada, Ammon fucking Bundy's vote means five times what my vote means, how is that not privilege?
You can't.
How is that not privilege?
Right. It's privilege. It's wrong. It's stupid.
Away with. Therefore, white working class voters must be marginalized. And what better way to do that than center the voting power in the cities? Very few commentators will tell you that the heart of liberalism in America today is based on race.
Very few commentators will tell you that the heart of liberalism is based on race. You know why? Because it's not.
Right.
It's based on equality.
Yes.
You're the fuckers that make inequality about race, shit, Bill.
If you're stupid and you're an idiot, I could see how people could think that, because generally the people calling out racism and trying to ferret it out in the government and in our country are liberals.
Oh, but it's that's racist to call somebody a racist, yeah. Ryan. I don't see color like that, moron. Tony Lawrence.
I don't see color.
I don't see color.
You see nothing but color.
Fucking idiot.
Racism in America today is based on race. It permeates almost every issue. That white men have set up a system of oppression.
Yeah.
That system must be destroyed.
Yeah.
We built...
Now he's speaking the truth.
Right. Yes.
Right. There is a system set up of oppression. It was set up by white men. And it must be destroyed. We completely agree with you.
We built a country with labor that we hauled over here from Europe, from Africa. You know what I mean?
Hey, we were smart enough to catch those fuckers.
Oh, right. We did them a favor,
by the way. We outsmarted them.
They didn't have a choice. We bought them, treated them like property. They were property.
System of oppression. That system must be destroyed.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders peddled that. To some extent, Hillary Clinton did. And the liberal media tries to sell that all day long.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's true. A thing.
Yeah.
It's not bullshit, dildo.
And you're standing on top of the highest white tower right now screaming it and proving it.
I know. It's unreal.
So-called white privilege, bad.
It
Diversity,
is.
Good.
Diversity is good, and white privilege is bad. So-called. You notice it's so-called.
Right.
If you look at the voting patterns, it's clear that the Democrats are heavily reliant on the minority vote. Also on the woman vote.
Also on the woman vote. You know, so you slip that one in there. Just slip that one in there.
Yes.
He's trying to make it all about race, but he's forgetting the fact that the majority of people that possess vaginas.
Yes.
Vote Democratic also.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's, you know. Details. That's
this
numbers.
This is maddening.
Also,
it's
the women
maddening.
Voters. Did you hear that toss away? Man, women and female voters.
Oh, yeah.
Diversity. Good. If you look at the voting patterns, it's clear that the Democrats are heavily reliant on the minority vote. Also on the woman vote. White men have largely abandoned the Democrats. And the left believes this is because of racism. That they want to punish minorities. Keep them down.
A lot?
God, I mean...
A lot? Yeah. Not all, a lot. There's some
right.
dummies. I still don't understand the people that voted for Barack Hussein Obama twice that then flipped and voted for Donald Trump. It's hard to say they're racist.
Yeah, but stupidity.
But again, it wasn't a deal breaker for them.
God.
They can claim it's economic. There's nothing. You call us racist. There's nothing. We're sick of being called racist because we want our jobs back.
You know what? Those people that... They claimed that it was about jobs and they believed that he wasn't going to be racist. I bet they don't like to tell their friends of color that they voted for Trump. You know what I mean?
They don't have any friends of color. Okay. What are you talking about?
Okay. I am corrected.
Are you telling me these blue collar white guys in Philadelphia and in Ohio are hanging out with black people?
I work with a black guy. He's my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
We should have
him over for dinner.
We should all have buddies and friends that are gay, that are different than us, that are people of color, white people. You should have a diverse group of fucking friends, you know? Because, fuck, I don't know. Why?
But the libtards say diversity's good, Ryan.
It's the best thing ever. Diversity is the best thing ever.
Keep them down. So that's what's really going on when you hear about the Electoral College and how unfair it allegedly is. Summing up, left wants power taken away from the white establishment. They want a profound change in the way America is run.
What?
The left wants power taken away from the white establishment. He just declared as a fact that the power is in the hands of white establishment.
Is that a fact from him
or
is that from the talking points?
Oh, well, you have a point. I don't know. We're both reading it at the same time.
That's right. It's conservative karaoke.
Taking voting power away from the white precincts is the quickest way to do that.
There you go.
God.
And that's the memo.
That's the white supremacist memo for the evening.
Shouldn't he be burning a cross?
So Bill O'Reilly raked over the social media coals today. I'm sure I can't wait for tonight's because, you know, he's like Trump. He gets so whiny, pissy, baby, little butt hurt over anybody that challenges him And he goes on his little talking points memo and he has them on and talks about defending himself. So today is going to be like, the liberals are losing their minds over the truth that I told last night.
Oh, yes.
So surely he's thrilled, tossed away the Viagra tonight. Mrs. O'Reilly's going to get some loving.
Jeez.
Somebody. Because he's going to be thrilled he got all this publicity today.
Send in SEAL Team 6 to rescue her.
There you go, Bill O'Reilly. Going God, full white supremacist.
I forgot about that story that he supposedly, allegedly grabbed her by the throat.
And pushed her down the stairs. Dragged her down the stairs, something
what
like that.
What a tyrant. What an absolute tyrant he is.
A few minutes left here on the big show this hump day, this Wednesday.
Yes.
Don't forget to join us 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific every goddamn weekday, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast, live.
Yes.
And then we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, and if you're kind enough to leave us a cool review or a bunch of thumbs up, we would appreciate the living fuck out of it.
Oh, yes.
And the dead fuck. All fucks. We appreciate all fucks out of it.
We're open to lots of stuff over here.
We don't discriminate.
No. We're very diverse. I mean, we're just two white guys, but still, we're diverse. Kate's Asian. The dog?
Jack Russell? Scottish, aren't they? Or
all right. Well, dogs don't have race.
That's
animals
true.
Don't have race.
They don't see color either.
Okay.
Literally. Don't they have fewer cones in their eyes? So
yeah.
They don't see color
they are coneless.
As deeply as we do. do you want to hear the American Family Association president? Yeah. Tim Wildman?
Oh, what a piece of shit this guy must be.
On the Today's Issues radio program today.
Yes.
On American Family Association, the president over there, Tim Wildman, was interviewing David Benham.
Who is this douchebag?
I believe, isn't he the guy?
Oh, yeah.
That
house flipper?
The father of the house flipper.
Right.
Of the house flipping brothers who were going to have a show on the House and Garden Channel or something. And then people started finding out what they do on the weekends when they're out, building fires to burn gays.
Yeah, they're
basically
tremendous, horrendous homophobes, correct?
Horrible. Yeah. And then they got rid of their show. So, of course, the Christians screamed, persecution! No. Why can't we have somebody that hates the fags as much as we do on television?
Right. you just have to have your own channel.
Well,
have the KKK channel, stupid.
Their father, if it's possible, is even more vile and loathsome. He's the guy who used to run Operation Rescue. Now it's Operation some other shit.
Yeah.
But these are the people who are almost violently confront beleaguered women who are going to Planned Parenthood or to some kind of a clinic for some kind of women's health issue.
That is the worst. What is wrong with people?
And he's also the one he's the group that started following the doctors home and then going to the doctor's kids' schools and protesting, there's a child of a baby killer here, and things like that.
That's where I wish we had a Batman. And I don't mean like the funny Batman like Adam West or George Clooney. I'm talking...
You want an ass-kicking Batman.
I want Christian Bale, angry, brooding, evil Batman.
So here's a little bit of these assholes. This is American Family Association, Tim Wildman interviewing religious right dickwad David Benham.
Oh, God.
And they're talking about what we talked a little bit about earlier, which is this repealing of HB2.
Yes.
In North Carolina, the show us your genitals law.
Oh, God.
Let me just say this, folks. We've been talking a lot of legal and government and political jargon and everything. Let me just clear the air here for just a minute so we can see this for what it is. Yeah. What we're talking about is that the city of Charlotte wanted to force
mutilated genitals down our throats.
I love how he prefaces this. Let me clear the air here. Let me purge this discussion of everything legal, of everything factual, of everything logical. Now we can,
right,
be idiots.
Here's the truth. Only because I say so.
They're citizens to have to, and the businesses, correct me if I'm wrong, David.
Private businesses.
Yes.
The
they wanted to say, you must allow men to go into women's
You must allow me in.
You know,
men.
Right. You know, that's a talent the Southerners have. They are able to say words like men and make men, which is one syllable. They can make that three syllables.
20, yeah.
Men is like three syllables.
So now, again, the lie.
Yes.
That it's just going to be, you're just going to allow any man to walk into any bathroom, any woman to walk into any bathroom.
Men.
Just because they want to.
Oh, I hate this. This dude is an asshole.
And want to see some opposite sex poontang.
Restrooms, changing areas, etc. If they feel like they're a woman. Okay?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here. So when they say, well, you don't have any empathy, you want to, for the transgender person, the man who thinks he's a woman or says he's a woman so he can go into the women's changing.
That's the reason.
That's the reason.
Someone transitions, someone yes. goes through all the horrible hatred from ass fucks like this guy.
Oh my God.
And puts up with all of that to go through the transitioning process. And I'm sure the whole surgery thing ain't fun.
No, I imagine it's not.
Hey, you know they're what? Doing that only so they can peek over the stalls in a bathroom.
Is there any hope for this guy? Is there any hope? Are we just waiting here patiently?
We're waiting for them to die.
To get the phone call sure. from Yahweh.
Yep.
In your bathroom. Okay, so we're supposed to bend over backwards for this one little tiny group of people by making all women and children vulnerable and uncomfortable. I don't care if the transgender person, nobody's saying that there's a rash of transgendered out committing crimes in restrooms. Really?
Well, that's not true. They are.
And yeah.
They are saying you're allowing. That's the only thing you guys are saying about this law is that you're going to allow kid diddlers.
Oh, God. You know, I can we just take a moment? I know we're nearly done with the show, but damn it. This guy is so fucking stupid. He's just an idiot. He's ignorant.
Really? Not at all.
Really? Honestly, that's secondary. What we're talking, there's a reason we have men's and women's restrooms all around the world in every culture is because people want privacy and they expect privacy. So for people.
Right. And
fuck you.
And nobody's asking you to tear down the stall walls.
This
They're
guy.
Still going to have privacy. If a transgendered person walks in to a bathroom and goes into the stall to do his, her, other business.
Yes.
You still got your privacy.
This guy is just a shit rag. I can't stand him.
People who don't want men going into women's restrooms and changing areas, that is not bigoted.
Yes,
that is not homophobic.
Yes.
It's a lie because it's a lie because it's not men who just feel like it's not it's, again, some long haul trucker who all of a sudden decides, well, I'm feeling a little feminine right now. Right. I'm going to walk into the ladies bathroom.
This idiot, he thinks it's a godly person, a Christian like person, and he's making the world better. You're making it worse. A lot
that
worse.
That is not hateful. And that is common sense. That's what the legislature of North Carolina has done to voted to protect with HB2. They've been beat over the head by the Hollywood types and by the big business who's controlled by the LGBT crowd who wants to frame this issue as I just described it.
So big business, apparently, I didn't know this, Ryan. Did you know that the entire big business community is run by the LGBT community?
Oh, yes. And by the way, the LGBT community, such bullies.
Right.
God.
If that were true, would we be having any of these debates?
This
if
guy,
big business was run by all LGBT people,
the world would be better.
Would we be having any of these debates?
Oh, God.
Absolutely not.
This guy sucks.
But don't buy all that hate, homophobic, bigoted stuff. We're talking about protecting women and children from allowing men going into their restrooms. That's simply all it is. That's common sense. People have the women and children have a right to be... Have their privacy and so you should not be yielding for a tiny, tiny percent of people and making everybody else feel uncomfortable.
Right.
It just makes absolutely no sense unless it's a political and social agenda, which David has described it here, which is exactly what's going on. Bottom line, it's anti-God.
Who gives a fuck? We don't care if it's anti-God that we don't believe in.
Ah, you piece of shit.
Fuck I don't. Off. I think Dionysus would be all up for it.
Fuck this guy. You're a loser.
I think Bacchus would be way into it. So which God is it anti?
Oh, God.
Anti-God, and it's anti-morality. Mm-hmm. They're wanting the bigger picture is it's a continuation of the politics of sexual deviancy.
The politics of sexual deviancy.
This guy is dumb. He's an ignorant fuckhead.
And he's spreading more feed for the dumber chickens.
What is his name?
Wildman. Tom Wildman. Tim Wildman.
You, listening to you makes me want to puke.
As Abe called it, they're wanting to, little by little, do away with the Christian moral value system as it relates to human sexuality. That's the big picture here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because your Christian view of sexuality, we don't abide by. It's a ridiculous, moronic,
so
evil, oppressive, misogynistic, heinous, abusive policy.
What about the Duggars?
Don't these Christians think that no matter what, if a woman doesn't feel like it, regardless, bend the fuck over, woman.
Oh, yeah.
Your man wants you right now.
I have minion
that's
over,
moral.
Over you.
Yeah, that's real moral.
You're a tyrant and you're a bully.
So there you go. There's a little bit of what's going on in the American Family Association.
Oh,
and we'll keep you guys appraised of what's going on over in North Carolina.
Shit. You guys got problems in North Carolina. I don't know what to tell you.
And we got a lot more to get to. However, it's that time. We'll have to postpone some of these stories till tomorrow.
I'm stymied by that guy. I'm stymied.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, blah, blah, blah. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon down here in the Panhandle. Find out where and when. Follow his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy. Go to his Instagram at RatedRComedy or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we will see you all tomorrow.
Bye bye.
I don't have that fucking end drop there. There we go. Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.